to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, one of the big headlines this week is the report that has come out from the Congressional Budget Office saying Obamacare could lead to the loss of nearly 2.3 million U.S. jobs. I know a lot of us are thinking, oh, just that. I mean, we think people have lost more, but why the job loss? And it looks like it's because people themselves are going to want to opt out of full-time jobs. Why would they do that? We'll talk about that. Then we're going to talk about how CVS Pharmacies has decided no more tobacco. They are not going to sell tobacco products at all out of its 7,600 pharmacies. What does that mean for us? You know what? As long as there's the hostess and I can get my Twinkies when I want to, I'm fine with that. Apparently, four people have been arrested in the Philip C. Seymour Hoffman probe, as it's been revealed that he most likely had unfortunately died from an overdose of heroin. Talk about the four arrests and why heroin kills. And then we're going to also talk about how sugar. There is so much sugar we don't even realize, especially in our alcohol. We'll just kind of talk to you about some of the sugar content of things and why we may want to rethink what we put into our mouths. All right, so stop the giggling. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, you're hearing this headline that 2.3 million U.S. jobs, and this is from the Congressional Budget Office, right, as a result of Obamacare, even though we know many people are not working because of the Obamacare mandate in terms of the employer mandate and the employer having to pay for health insurance, if not the fine. So the less employees, the less he's fined and the less he or she has to pay. So we already knew that was going to be an issue. We predicted that years ago. What we didn't predict is that people would choose not to work. That, on the outset, doesn't seem to make sense. However, you are hearing that people who have, I guess, less income are getting some pretty, pretty killer subsidies. I mean, we're talking 75 to 90% of the premium being taken care of. So if you don't have insurance and you don't have a job, you could actually get health insurance easier than you actually working and having a full-time job. They project 2.5 million workers will opt out of full-time jobs over the next 10 years, right? And they say that people will be able to get their coverage from the exchanges easier and for less money. So who is paying for these subsidies? Those of us that are fortunate enough to have a low-paying job. You know, I mean, you know, this spread the wealth idea and this socialism idea only works if either A, everybody is putting money in, or B, you have a lot of wealthy people being able to put money in. But when most of us who are working are barely making our rent, barely making our mortgage, barely paying our staff, don't expect us to have the money to pay for other people. Okay? You know, we talked about the whole boat analogy. Yeah, I'll do the whole boat analogy, okay? You got a boat, a 15-footer, right? You got 10 people on the boat. You want to save the four kids, so you tell all the adults as the boat is starting to sink to move to one side of the boat so the kids gets to be on high ground in the boat. What ends up happening? The heavy adults still end up sinking, and then the kids end up sinking also. So the whole boat sinks anyway. Okay? You know, I said it more eloquently a while back. So, this is the problem. So, you know, in addition to less people working in and of itself and less people putting money into the system, now you have more people depending on the government subsidies. And I've seen these subsidies. I've seen people log on and show me what they are able to get. Now, mind you, if you didn't have health insurance, that is a great deal. Okay, I heard somebody was able to get health insurance for $45 a month. Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. But that's because the government was spending a couple hundred a month for that one particular person. Well, then, I you could get Medicaid. You could get welfare. You could get the subsidies. Not really a lot of incentive to work. This is extremely frightening. Now, you know, some of you have asked me many times, why don't I just recommend repealing Obamacare? And the reason why I don't really recommend it is because we already did recommend it, and that never happened. Okay, remember when, you know, Mitt Romney was running repeal Obamacare? Well, that just didn't work. Okay, and there just never seems to be the momentum in the House and the Senate, obviously, to get that done. All right? And the damage is already done. We have already insurance companies charging $9 per person with these $12,000 deductibles. So, you know, at some point it doesn't look like we could reverse it. But many of you are right. Whoever gets into office will probably at the very least start by repealing the law. All right. Even though a lot of the damage is done, it's going to be very difficult to fix while that law still exists. So for those of you who corrected me, I was never against repealing the law. I agree that the law, you know, has to go. It just, I didn't think that would fix the problem. But many of you are right. That does have to be the first step. Now, for those of you that are benefiting from it, you're not going to be for that. And I don't blame you. If you're able to get health insurance for $45 a month because of the subsidies, I don't blame you. That is a cush deal. But just, I beg you to realize that whatever seems to be covered now and at your fingertips in terms of entitlements may not be available when the money runs out. And so I know a lot of us are just buying time, trying to get by month to month and, you know, week to week. But and maybe it's a short-term fix. But realize your vote is not a short-term action. Your vote is a long-term action. And just, you know, I just beg everybody to, you know, just kind of stop and look at the whole picture. Okay, we need people working. Right? We can't just rely on the government dime, especially when it comes to our health care. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's hear from you. 1-877-362-3254.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA four herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This was a very interesting email. Chase wrote, "Dolly, I have a degree in bioengineering and have been out of my field for 2 years. I am currently working at a rate of $8 an hour. My wife and I calculated if I lose my job and collect unemployment, we can actually live similarly to our current status and qualify for health care. We short-sailed our home and are in default of our student loans." I'm sorry. "I don't have any assets, so the government cannot lien our property. I am living the American dream." Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. It's sad. I am so sorry that's happening to you. Now, that stinks. And a bioengineering degree, that's rough, because I think you have to take a lot of physics. I could not get through a physics class in college. I mean, I did, barely by the seat of my pants and eating a bunch of Hostess. But that's a tough one. I feel for you there. You know, quickly, he brings up the government leaning property. Remember I told you that with the healthcare law, there's, I guess, a provision in there where if you do go on Medicaid, after you die, the states, I believe, have access to your assets. They can't own your house while you're on Medicaid and alive. But if you die before your relatives are willed the asset, I believe the state gets it first. Okay, that's just something a lot of people don't know. Apparently, there was an article today in the Chicago Tribune talking about Illinois. They call them Illinoisans. So I guess people from Illinois are called Illinoisans. They say more than 200,000 Illinoisans have applied for new coverage under Medicaid, but many people don't know that it could put their house at risk or other assets of those age 55 to 64 should they require substantial and expensive health care treatments. Now, some people think, okay, well, great. This way, you know, people, you know, don't just live on the government dime and, you know, meanwhile are sitting on some heavy assets. On the flip side, I have a problem with it because I don't think a lot of people know. Okay? And having, you know, having the idea that you've been, like, for example, you putting all this money and time into your house, something you're going to will to your kids and pass on. How long are you on Medicaid? For how long? And how do they calculate that as to, you know, if God forbid something happens to you, how long is the government involved? How much of the house do they own? Do they just own the whole thing? Now, these are questions that I think have to be answered. And apparently states do have a means to recoup certain medical costs after a person dies, either via liens or claims on their assets. And, you know, now that you have people that are being able to, you know, because before it was children or pregnant women or people with, you know, physical overcomings and disabilities, et cetera, those were the people that could qualify for Medicaid. Now you have many people that do have assets, have lost their job, have lower income, and are now on Medicaid. Well, what could happen to their assets? And so you're going to slowly start to see sprouts of more information on that, even though most people can't understand the bill. And, you know, and then, you know, you wonder, I mean, if the government, you know, can't do anything right, I tell you, they sure know how to seize. You know, the one thing the government knows how to do is to try to get money. So I wouldn't think that they're going to overlook your house. All right, let's just put that out there right now. So, it's a concern. You know, in terms of Chase and what he's going through and is he living the American dream, it's not the American dream. Okay, the American dream is to, you know, start out by meager means like a lot of us have, like I did, you know, work your way, you know, by working your butt off and being inventive and being creative and having the amazing opportunities that this phenomenal country offers us and being successful in terms of being able to have a family, support yourself, etc. The American dream is not to be rich. A lot of people think, a lot of other countries look at America, that this is supposed to be a place where you can get rich quick. Yes, maybe we do have some aspects to our economy that's better than other countries to allow people to be able to, you know, get ahead of the pack. But for the most part, no. Okay, that should not be considered the American dream. The American dream is you being able to support yourself, support your family, take care of your loved ones. That should be our main goal. All right? And I think a lot of us have redefined our goals. You know, if God willing we're healthy, God willing we have a roof over our heads. You know, I mean, you know, having gone through what I went through as a kid and losing our home to a fire and having a lot of financial hardship, my family always taught us to be happy that we have a roof over our head. And that we had a warm place to sleep and we felt safe. And, you know, that to me is all my expectation of the American dream. Now, my being able to become a doctor, I really owe the student loans to. Okay? You know, and I really owe the medical schools accepting my application. You know, for somebody like me coming from very meager means that would not have had the cash to be able to go to medical school, thank heavens I was able to apply for a loan. All right? But I'm paying that off. Okay? I took out a loan. I'm paying it off. All right? And I don't plan on going into default. Okay? Actually, how we paid off our student loans is we took a home equity loan out of the house. And I guess I have to be thankful for being able to take a home equity loan out of the house. So we basically borrowed from Paul to pay Peter, or borrowed from Peter to pay Paul, right? But I'm paying on my house, which is very, very upside down, and I don't know how much I'm going to be able to pay on it. But the point I'm trying to make is, okay, don't look at us doctors as being bathing in the money, okay? It's a struggle. and I earned where I am. I busted my butt, but I am very thankful at the opportunities that America gave me. And America gave me the opportunity, number one, to be free. Number two, to be a woman able to, be able to be in a career that used to be dominated by men. Thank God for that progress. And number three, by being able to allow me to actually borrow the money needed to get my education. And so I feel like I have lived the American dream. But when, you know, certain groups try to say only the rich get richer and only the wealthy are the ones that get a chance, no, I'm proof that that's not true. My parents had no money. They couldn't even sign the loan. They didn't want to sign the loan. Their credit was so bad. You know, I had to do it myself. And, same thing with radio, okay? I mean, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. So helping each other get through the American dream is what we need. You don't want to rely on the government to get your American dream, and you don't want to rely on what was in daddy's, trust fund. And to me, doing it yourself is the American dream. The only thing is we're going to have some stumbles, and a lot of us are having stumbles. We have never in my family been this concerned financially ever. It is some scary time. We had family members we had to bury that nobody in our family had money for, contemplating cremating because we didn't have money to bury the family. These are things that I never thought we would have to be contemplating. I mean, funerals are expensive. The list could go on. And a lot of us are hurting out there. And I just feel grateful that I'm not hurting as much as we could, but it's not fun. It's not fun at all. So for those of you kind of struggling and contemplating quitting your jobs, you could get some government subsidies. I don't think people should hate on you for that, but just realize it could make the problem worse. And, I don't think that's the solution to fixing this. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was on Fox 5 Local News last night talking about how the FDA now is going to be launching these ads towards kids, trying to get them to stop smoking. And some of these ads are pretty graphic. As you see kids peel off their skin and wrinkles underneath, and I guess it's called The Real Cost. It's aimed at 10 million young people, and it's a $150 million ad campaign. Now, some people are looking at this going, well, this is ridiculous. Again, the government is putting money we don't have into something that may not be appreciated. On the flip side, though, as we look at healthcare and as we look at our healthcare dollars and as we look at our young people becoming smokers and then later costing our medical system more money, I don't mind the education. I think that's great. My only problem is I think we're educating about the wrong stuff. I don't think the kids and tobacco products are as much of an issue as now we're going into the vaping. These kids are now, I guess, tantalized by all these different flavors of these e-cigs. And these e-cigs are pretty easy to get from what I understand. And so if the government is not going to educate and crack down on kids with the e-cigs, I think some of the money put into the tobacco education could be wasted. So kids are smoking less. There's also Tar Wars that we do in Nevada here. The Nevada Academy of Family Physicians does Tar Wars, where they go into schools and teach kids about smoking, etc. Well, they've been very, very successful. But now we have a whole new realm of issues with kids going to caffeine products, kids going to nicotine and vaping. So we may have to expand our program. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, while we were talking about tobacco, CVS drugstores have now said no more tobacco products. As of, I guess, October 1st of this year, all 7,600 pharmacies will no longer sell tobacco products. They say, according to USA Today, CVS sells $2 billion in tobacco and tobacco-related products a year, which is actually 3% of its overall sales. But CVS officials said selling cigarettes while promoting wellness does not make sense. Selling tobacco, they said, is very inconsistent with being in that business. According to Helena Fulkes from CVS's pharmacy president, we really thought about this decision as it relates to the future as a health company. It's good for customers and our company in the long run. Apparently, she told USA Today that CVS sees its future as an alternative to the doctor's office. Ah, there's a reason. 26,000 pharmacists and nurse practitioners are going to be now counseling customers on how to control their cholesterol, diabetes, and high blood pressure. We're seeing more and more pharmacies want to become these little walk-in minute clinic type things. They say any form of tobacco use makes those chronic conditions more difficult to deal with. This is good for business and the right thing to do. It is. It is good for business. I see that, okay? If they want to start attracting people that don't have health insurance, with cheaper visits, which is hopefully what they could provide, then, it doesn't make any sense that they have tobacco products. I'm just wondering, though, are they also going to have alcohol still? Are they also going to have sugary foods? Are they going to have caffeinated products? You know, it's going to be interesting. Now, I have to tell you, I really liked CVS. When they first opened up, I think they've been around now, I don't know how many years, but when they opened up in my city, they had been offering these little gift cards for every prescription. I guess you had brought a new prescription. They would give you like a $5 gift card to use in their store. That was brilliant because you would take on new prescriptions there. If you had 6 new prescriptions at $30, you could spend in the store. So I remember my staff going, oh, my gosh, you know, this is great. I was able to get this. So I was able to buy some milk and stuff for the kids. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. So CVS has been very, very, shall I say, bright when it comes to marketing. So them making this announcement that they're going to do away with the $2 billion sales that they get from tobacco as a result, I think they've definitely calculated that decision. But it also shows the rise in these pharmacy clinics that are going to be around. And these things are going to be here to stay, whether you disagree with them or agree with them or like them or dislike them. This country is going to want fast, cheap health care. And they are not going to mind if there's not an MD seeing you. Okay? Because we've become accustomed and we've learned that many non-MDs could still provide phenomenal medical care. Is it the best medical care you could possibly get? Well, that's something to debate. But any nurse practitioner or physician assistant I've worked with have just blown my mind in terms of their instinct and how well they approach the patient. So it can be taught. You know, if somebody like me that still thinks fart sounds are funny could be a physician, anybody, right, can take care of a patient. My only concern, though, is a few things, okay? Number one is, do they have all the proper testing and things they could do? You know, for example, can they check your blood sugar, do a urine test, do an EKG, do a chest x-ray on site? No, they're probably going to have to send you out. So, you know, you want to then, be triaged and not go to a facility if you think you could possibly be having something that could be a pneumothorax, a clot in the lungs, etc. You know, we had a patient years ago that died. She was on a birth control that her gynecologist had given her for polycystic ovarian syndrome. And a lot of, I mean, it's something I would agree to, too. I mean, birth controls for polycystic ovarian syndrome does help regulate periods, etc. And she had gone to the ER because it was after hours, and she thought she had an asthma attack. Well, it wasn't a mild asthma attack. It actually ended up being clots in the lungs, and unfortunately she died. The birth control had, been thrombogenic and caused her, unfortunately, to have a blood clot, and she ended up dying. She was only in her 20s. Now, I don't want to scare everybody just because you have a little asthmatic attack or you have some trouble breathing that it's a blood clot to the lungs, but these are things that you may not want to walk into a pharmacy with. There are some things I wouldn't even recommend you coming to the doctor with. You know, I've had people call my office saying, I am starting to be numb in the face, and now my arm is feeling weak. I say, use your good arm and call 911, and we will call 911 from our end to get to where you are. I still don't want people that should be in the ER in my office because I can't do TPA. I can't start thrombolytics, etc., and even do a CAT scan and assess if you're having a hemorrhagic stroke or a thrombolytic stroke or a thrombotic stroke. So, you know, it, it, how having this rise of these quote-unquote pharmacy clinics is going to help a lot of people that have colds or need birth control or need to get a blood pressure medicine refill. And so I really see them being an adjunct. I really do. But are some people going to go there for the wrong reasons? For example, I had a patient that walked in years ago with bronchitis, okay, but he looked a little gray to me. And he's like, I just, you know, feel sick. Now, whenever I get a really, really bad cold, I turn a little green. So I understand about people turning colors, but I'm like, something doesn't seem right. What else is going on? Does your tummy hurt? What else? You know, it's like, yeah, no, my tummy hurts. And I go, you know what, let me just check your blood sugar. All right, you just look funny to me. I checked, his blood sugar was completely off the roof. We couldn't even test it. He was actually going into DKA, diabetic ketoacidosis, but he came to us thinking he had bronchitis because he was coughing. These are things we need to make sure that the pharmacies are prepared for. Somebody coming to one of the MinuteClinics saying, I have bronchitis. All right, I mean, if that could be a DKA right under your nose, that could be some scary stuff. And so, but I understand ERs are expensive and we can't clog the ERs with bronchitises. I mean, you know, I get that. This is why this is not going to be a very, very easy system to fix. But, you're seeing CVS, I think Walgreens, Walmart, these medical clinics are becoming more and more popular and I totally understand why. Now, I don't look at it as competition. I really don't. Because again, you know, if my patient needs a blood pressure medicine, I would rather they be alive and at some other office, off hours, etc., getting the care than being a patient of mine and having had a stroke, because even though we usually get them in the same day anyway, but you see what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, when you're a doctor, you just want people getting taken care of. Yes, you still need to keep your business open. And so I'm not really, I mean, being an MD, I'm very confident with my skill and confident with what we do. I have no problem with pharmacies opening up these clinics. But what I do have a problem with is people misjudging, thinking they may have something small, and it's not. And so if you do go to any of these clinics, having them your primary care provider is something I would avoid. Going to them for emergencies, you know, that aren't very emergent, I understand that. But if they're supposed to now be, there was an article talking about how your pharmacist is now going to diagnose, manage, and treat diabetes. Pharmacists are one of the most brilliant people in the medical profession. They're phenomenal. But if they aren't given the tools that they need, then how do you expect them and you know, what? Why are we putting the pressure of that on them? You know, managing a diabetic and possibly their foot ulcers and their retinopathy and their kidney disease, you need a medical clinic. So if CVS is going to start making medical clinics, all the power to them. But if there's not going to be EKGs or chest x-rays or able to x-ray feet to see if there's signs of, I don't know, erosion of the bone, you know, then you know, maybe think twice before you take something as serious on as diabetes. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are on iHeart now, and you can also download our Dr. Dahlia app on iPhone and Android. Now, I had to look up an email I received a while back. I already wrote him back because I would hate for him to be sitting there for 3 weeks. But Ryan from Henderson, Nevada, which is near Las Vegas, wrote me this. Dahlia, I live in Las Vegas and went to a Minute Clinic for a rash on my bum. The nurse gave me a hydrocortisone cream, and the next day it exploded into multiple blisters. My wife says I may have shingles. I can't afford to go to a regular doctor, but I don't want to return to the first clinic because she misdiagnosed me and made my condition worse. What can I do on my own for shingles? Now, I already wrote him back. You know, I don't want to say that the nurse misdiagnosed him, all right, because I got to tell you something. For those of you that have ever had shingles, until the blisters show up, I'm used to seeing shingles, so if I see just one area of a raised pink patch and the speed at which it comes on, I usually assume shingles first because it's just something that I've seen so much of, okay? But if you've ever seen very, very early shingles where you have kind of an itch and then you scratch over the itch and it looks red, etc., you know, it could be very easy for somebody in the medical profession to think, well, you may have like an eczema patch or something, even though it really doesn't look like eczema. But I could see why in the way beginning before the blister, somebody could give you a hydrocortisone for the itch. I also don't want to say that she made it worse, not because I want to stick up for the nurse or the nurse practitioner, but because if you do have a shingles outbreak, what makes it worse is, you know, could be maybe a delay of treatment. But for the most part, if that virus is reactivating and shingles is the chickenpox virus that sits along the nerve, when it decides to reactivate, you're putting a little bit of cortisone on the top of the skin. Probably doesn't have as much bearing as somebody would think. I would be more nervous about somebody having gotten a shot of steroid, like a Kenalog shot or some of these steroid allergy shots, a big systemic dose of steroids before the virus comes out, because that could suppress your immune system and cause a much more exaggerated response of the virus. But a topical steroid, I don't think she did that much harm. And again, sometimes shingles can fool people. Luckily, most shingles doesn't kill, okay? It could cause blindness if it's near your eye. The fact that the shingles was near Ryan's bum, which is tushy, I doubt it's life-threatening. It could be very painful, though, extremely painful. And if you don't treat shingles sometimes to the degree that it would like, you could sometimes have lifelong pain called post-herpetic neuralgia. So whenever we see shingles, we usually like to hit it with antivirals early on, whether it's acyclovir, Valtrex, Famvir. There's a variety, Zovirax obviously is the acyclovir. There's a variety of different medications that you could use, antivirals, and we hit it pretty hard. We try to give you something for the pain. We really don't want you scratching and itching and opening up the blisters if you don't have to, because you could be contagious to somebody who never had the chicken pox. We've talked about shingles. If you come down with shingles, you're not going to give your wife or husband or spouse or partner shingles, okay? It's not, but you could give them the chickenpox virus if they were never exposed to chickenpox, you see? So if I had chickenpox as a child, and I did, and I touch you and you have shingles, you're not going to give me shingles. My chickenpox has to on its own decide to give me shingles when it feels like it. And most likely it's going to feel like it right before I have to speak in front of 1,000 people. It was a great conference I spoke at yesterday. There were 3,000 people divided up into two sessions, 1,500 apiece. Oh, I nailed it. Nailed it. It was good. It was good. But anyway, that's probably when my shingles is going to come out. It's probably going to come out on my face or come out on my bum or something that's going to, you know, destroy the whole weekend. But, you know, that's why when I'm old enough, I'll get the shingles vaccine. Shingles vaccine, the varicella vaccine you could give, the Varivax you could get when you're over 60. Some health departments are allowing you, if you're 50, to get it. So, which means I could be there, you know, in about, you know, what, 20 years I could get my shot. So, what can you do at home on your own for shingles if you can't afford to? So, first of all, I wouldn't be afraid to go back to that nurse practitioner. Because, you know, coming back saying, look, I have shingles. And plus, by the way, it could maybe help her then with, I mean, let them know. I think it's very important. Don't, you know, you don't have to be cocky about it. And even, you know, and I mean, you know, if a doctor misdiagnosed or a medical provider misdiagnosed, you don't have to call and say you misdiagnosed. You could just say, you know what, that rash ended up blistering the next day, so it looks like I have shingles. Because, you know, we learn. You know, I'm still learning. I keep learning. You know, I do. There was a woman who had a pancreatic mass a year or two ago. I could have sworn it was cancer. It was benign. And she comes back to our clinic a couple years later. She had moved. She comes back. So I'm re-CAT scanning her. She feels fine. I'm like, you were the one with the pancreatic mass. That wasn't cancer. Whoa. You know, and I'm still like, I've never seen that. I've never seen a mass look like that that wasn't cancer. Even though we're still watching her and still going to make sure she sees her doctor and image her, et cetera. But it's just one of those things where, you know, you're you're still learning. You always learn. So I would still give them a call, let them know that you think it was shingles. Still have somebody look at it. If the blisters are already covered up and dried and scabbed, there's really not a lot you could do except to try to decrease the post-herpetic neuralgia by either some of these medications that fight that or by the antiviral. But a lot of times it's too late for the antiviral. All right. So on your own at home, yes, shingles for the most part will resolve on its own. Most viruses do. But just like the flu, sometimes it can take a wrong turn, causing you to have long-term sequelae. So, of course, I recommend seeing the doctor. But that's a great, great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As more and more states are legalizing marijuana, right, we're going to see more and more unfortunate cases as well as discussions regarding marijuana behind the wheel. And according to the International Business Times, this headline they have today is saying fatal car accidents involving marijuana has now tripled over the last 10 years. And even though we've never really seen, I don't think I've ever seen a marijuana overdose per se or anybody die from marijuana, we do see deaths in people behind the wheel. We talked about that teenager who was driving and killed three other teens that were on the road years ago. And it was a horrible case because she had marijuana in her system, obviously didn't have her reflexive time, and unfortunately killed three innocent people. But apparently this report was published in the American Journal of Epidemiology, found that the incidence of car crash victims with pot in their systems jumped from 4.2% in 1999 to 12.2% in 2010. Now, remember, more and more marijuana has been used because of medical marijuana, and people and medical providers finding that a lot of medical marijuana is cheaper than pharmaceuticals and sometimes as effective as pharmaceuticals for anxiety, pain, blood pressure, etc. So we are going to start seeing more and more marijuana use in the medical setting, whether we're for it or not. Unfortunately, we're also going to see more fatal crashes, driving issues. And that is kind of concerning because, you know, I'm teaching my, you know, my older son now how to drive. He's not behind the wheel yet, but I'm teaching him all the rules. And, you know, if somebody's in the crosswalk, they get right away. Really, Mom? I'm like, yes. Yeah, but I got a green light. No, you let the person cross. You know, so I'm kind of teaching him that. But, you know, I also teach him to watch for, you know, drunk drivers, people swerving, etc. Well, what about, you know, people on marijuana? How do people drive that are intoxicated with marijuana? Okay? Let's talk about that in the next hour. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.